朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
信呢？他说，如果我要跟这个女的订婚，就离开他们，就跟他们没有关系。如果要他们的话，就要把这个女孩丢掉。
You have to choose either you want your girlfriend or you want us.
我那个时候是基督徒。
At that time, I was a Christian.
我挣扎了一个晚上。
I struggled for one night.
我不知道怎么回这封信。
I don't know how to return this letter.
我一直挣扎到清晨四点。
I struggled through 4 o'clock in the morning.
我做了一个决定。
Finally, I make a decision.
我流着眼泪告诉我父母亲。
With tears, I told my parents.
为什么说流着眼泪呢？因为那封信上就有我的眼泪。
Why did I say with tears? Because the letter was stained with tears.
我告诉我父母说
I told my parents.
圣经教导我要孝敬父母。
The Bible teach me to honor my parents.
如果你们给我这样绝的一封信，那我只好站出立场来，我要你们，我放弃我的感情对象。
If you really push me to the brink, I have no choice but to make the right decision.
你现在懂为什么我母亲在临终之前说那句话吗？
Now you can understand why my mother said her statement before she passed away.
当我写完这封信以后，我就决定，积极的决定，进行到美国来留学。
And after I wrote the letter, I was determined to come to the United States for further education.
那个时候我申请 Chicago 的 Wheaton College。
At that time, I applied to Chicago's Wheaton College.
但是长话短说，那么神在我父母亲身上做了一件很奇妙的事。
To make a long story short, God made a miraculous transformation in my parents.
有一次他们两个人去做礼拜，在香港去听到。
Once they were going to hearing a sermon in a service.
那一天牧师在台上讲一篇信息，叫弟兄姊妹彼此相爱。
And the message that day was how brothers and sisters should love one another.
那么我们知道，爱我们所爱的，爱可爱的容易。
It's easy to love those that we loved.
你知道今天在教会里面也有一些人，我们看起来不太顺眼的人。
In the church, for example, there are some people that don't really meet that we don't like.
你要爱这样的人不是一件容易的事情。
Even to love those person is still easy.
所以那个牧师说，你要怎么爱那些你不能爱的人呢？
Now how can you love those persons you don't like?
他说你爱主。你就能够爱主所爱的。
If you love God, then you love those that you don't like.
你不要努力的去爱他，你只要爱主，你就能够爱他所爱的，你就能够爱他。
Don't try too hard to love those person you don't love or you don't like, but your effort should be put in loving Christ.
回到家，我母亲就应用这一个教训。
When my parents went home, my mother used this as a sermon, this lesson.
她就问我爸爸。
She asked this question.
她问我父亲。
She asked my father.
她说我们爱我们的儿子吗？
Do we love our son?
Do we love our son?
Do we love our son?
下面就不要说了。若是我们真的爱我们的儿子，为什么我们不能爱他所爱的呢？
If we love our son, why couldn't we love the person our son loves?
结果他们就许可我们在1963年2月8号订婚。
Because of their decision, we were engaged on February 8, 1963.
弟兄姊妹，我们要学习透过主来看弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, we have learned how to look at our brothers and sisters through the eyes of Jesus.
我们要学习透过主来看我们自己。
And we also have to learn to look at ourselves through the eyes of Jesus.
一个侍奉跟随主的人有两个软弱。
A person who is following Christ could encounter two weaknesses.
第一个就是看自己过于所当看的，那个叫做骄傲。
If you esteem yourself higher than necessary, that is pride.
第二个软弱就是你看自己低于所当看的，那叫自卑。
If you look at yourself lower than you should be, you are debasing yourself.
骄傲和自卑都是一个侍奉主要不得的态度。
Both pride and debasement are attitudes that are not necessary in trying to serve God.
弟兄姊妹，我们只有在主耶稣基督里面，才能够看自己看得合乎中道。
Only through the eyes of Christ can we have an accurate perception of ourselves.
这是上个礼拜我所说的角色的危机。
That was what I mentioned when I preached last week of a role crisis.
第二个危机，当时耶稣要在门徒身上扭转过来的是什么呢？
The second crisis Jesus wants to turn it around is
信仰的危机。
The crisis of belief.
不只是一个侍奉主的人要在主的里面定自我的位置。
Not only we have to understand our role when we are in the service of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，原谅我再强调一次，今天侍奉主出问题不是别人的问题，常常是我们个人自己的问题。
I'd like to emphasize this again that the reasons we have a lot of troubles is not because of others, other people's problem because of our own.
其实今天许许多多的人际关系出问题，也不是在对方，常常是因为我们自己。
We have interpersonal problems, and many times stem from our own weaknesses.
但是我们在这里看见另外一个很重要的，耶稣基督所看重，怎么样能够扭转他们信仰的危机。
Here we see Christ try to put forth another important point to turn around the crisis.
信仰的偏差必然会带出传道的偏差。
Any deviation in our beliefs is going to cause problems too.
当时的门徒不只是有本身对角色的模糊，也有对信仰的模糊。
The disciples you are during that time were confused about the role. They were also likewise confused about their belief.
我们看见在十四章第一节，耶稣说：“你心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。”
It says here, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me."
所以换句话说，耶稣当时提醒这些门徒：“你们单单信神是不够的。”
It is not enough.To trust only in God.
你们信神是不完全的。
It is incomplete.
甚至你们单单信神是不对的。
If you trust only in God, it's even inaccurate.
因为要接着相信耶稣，我们才能够跟上帝有一个正常的关系。
Because only through Christ can we have a normal relationship with God.
第一节称神为神，从第二节以后就从来不再提神这个字，用父来代替神这个字。
The first verse mentioned the word God. Later on, the subsequent verses did not mention any more God, but was the word God was substituted by Father.
第二节到第十四节，父这个字一共出现了十三次。
Between verses 2 and 14, the word Father was mentioned 13 times.
我是道路、真理、生命。若不接受我，没有人能到神那里去。不是的，没有人能到父那里去。
No one can come unto the Father but through me.
为什么这里有神和父不同的这个讲究呢？
Why is there a contrasting use of words between Father and God?
我们注意到在四福音里面，每一次耶稣称呼神的时候是怎么称呼的呢？
We notice that in the four Gospels, how did Christ address God?
每一次主耶稣称呼神的时候，都用父来称呼的。
When Christ was addressing God, he used the word Father.
四福音里面只有一次耶稣称神为神。
There's only one time that Christ, that Jesus addressed God and using the word God.
那么整个耶稣33年多的这个在地上的生涯里面，只有一次称神为神。
In the span of 33 years when Christ was preaching, he only addressed God, used the word God to address God once.
那是在他被钉十字架的时候。
And he used that word at the time when he was crucified on the cross.
当耶稣在十字架上讲七句话的最中间第四句话的时候。
When he was saying the last four statements of Christ on the cross, on the fourth statement he said,
他说伊罗伊伊罗伊拉玛撒巴各大尼。
He said, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani.
那么这句话什么意思呢？就是说，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
My God, my God, why has thou forsaken me?
耶稣在地上只有那么一次称神为神，是在十字架上。
He only mentioned the word God once, and it was at that time.
当耶稣在十字架上的时候，我们都知道他是承担世人的罪在上面。
We know Christ bore the burdens of the world on the cross.
他站在世人的地位，向着神说：“我的神，我的神啊！”
From the standpoint of humanity, he looked to God and cried out, "My God, my God!"
弟兄姊妹，我们要从这些比较深奥的联想里面，我们要想到神和父的不同。
We have to, through these mysterious messages, we have to understand what is the difference between God and Father.
当我们站在罪人的立场的时候，神是我们的神。
From the standpoint of a sinner, God is God.
只有当我们的罪被解决、被处理以后，这个神就成为我们亲爱的天父。
Only when our sins are forgiven, God becomes our heavenly Father.
浪子是一个很好的比喻。
The story of the prodigal son is a good example.
浪子在心里面说：“我得罪了天，也得罪了这位父亲。”他说：“从今以后，我不配做你的儿子，把我当一个雇工。”
When he came to himself, the prodigal son said, "I've sinned against heaven, against God, and treat me as a servant, not as a child, as a son."
那么在这里，我们就很清楚的看见神和人的关系，父和我们的关系里面是有讲究的。
So that there is a real distinct difference between God and man, and also father and son.
那么在这个地方，耶稣觉得要用这些门徒做更大的事情。
When Christ wants to have his disciple do greater things,
他要这些门徒看见，他们跟神的关系不是神和他们的关系，是父和他们的关系。跟神的关系不是神是父。
Christ wants the disciples to understand that the relationship he wants them to have is not that between God and man, but rather between father and son.
这里面有个很重要的一个真理。
And here is the truth.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Nobody can come unto the Father except through me.
那么换句话说，我们要把神成为我们的父，只有借着耶稣基督。
In other words, the road to the Father is through Jesus Christ.
换句话说，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们如果不成为一个干净的人，主不能用我们。
In other words, brothers and sisters, unless we are cleansed, God cannot use us.
如果我们不处理我们的罪，我们不能在神的手中被他使用。
Unless we deal with our sins, we cannot come close to God.
只有成为圣洁，才能够合乎主用。
Only when we can become holy, can we be used by God.
在一个儿童主日学的班上，有一个老师问学生们。
In a Sunday school class, a teacher asked a student,
一个人的罪要得着赦免，要先做什么？
In order to be saved, what do you have to sins to be cleansed? What do you have to do first?
有一个孩子很快就站起来说，要先犯罪。
One child said, "Well, you got to commit the sin first."
要先犯罪才有罪可以认，对不对？但是那个老师说的不是要他犯罪，老师的意思呢是说你要先认罪。
What the teacher may know is that you really have to acknowledge your sins.
我觉得这一节圣经我们要特别注意看，请各位看约翰一书一章九节。
Let us turn to 1 John chapter 1 verse 9.
这是一节我们很熟悉的经文，但是我希望今天我们稍微花一点点时间来看一下。
We are very familiar with this verse, but let's spend some time on it together.
在这里说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
在这里给我们很清楚的看见，我们要被主使用，我们要成为没有罪的器皿。
If we here, we can see if we want to be used by God, we have to become a sinless vessel.
我们认罪，神凭什么赦免我们的罪呢？
If we confess our sins, by what method or standards God can forgive our sins?
那么在第九节说，神是信实的，是公义的。
Here it says, God is faithful and just.
这个跟我们的逻辑不太一样，对不对？
Now, this kind of logic may be different from ours.
我们的逻辑是，我们若认自己的罪，神是慈爱的，神是怜悯的，这样他要赦免我们的罪。
In our own logic, we will think that if we confess our sins, God is merciful.
God is love.
God is love.
但是约翰一书告诉我们说，神是信实的，是公义的，是什么意思呢？
Here it says.God is faithful and just. Now, what does that mean?
约翰一书的作者提醒我们，我们只有经过十字架耶稣基督流血的救恩，我们人不可能被赦罪。
The author of 1 John reminds us that only through the cleansing power of the bloodAt the cross, that our sins can be forgiven.
耶稣基督在这两方面提醒这些门徒。
So that Christ reminded his disciples in these two aspects.
你要认清你自己的身份。
Understand your role.
你要认清你自己的信仰。
And be certain in your belief.
在认清你信仰的时候，提醒他们要做一个圣洁的人。
And also to become a holy person.
除他以外，别无拯救，是这一个社会所需要的福音。
Apart from him, there is no salvation. This is a message the world needs today.
但是弟兄姊妹，也是教会所需要的提醒。
This verse can also very aptly apply to our needs too.
上个礼拜我已经说了。
Last week I mentioned,
今天有许许多多的人家庭有问题。
That there are many families that are in trouble.
今天地上的教会也有许多的危机。
There are many crises in churches today.
让我们在主的面前认识，在家里面除他以外别无拯救。
Let us understand that apart from Christ, apart from Him, there's no salvation in our homes.
在教会也是一样，除他以外，别无拯救。
Likewise in our church, apart from Him, there's also no salvation.
我个人有一个负担，盼望今年1993年，我们能够让教会里面每一个家庭经历这一句话：除他以外，别无拯救。
My personal hope is that each of our families can experience the true meaning of this motto in our family this year.
弟兄姊妹，我十分的相信提摩太前书三章五节的话，一个人若不知道怎么管理自己的家，焉能照管神的教会呢？
I firmly believe and agree with what was mentioned in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 5 that if we cannot learn how to take care of our families, how can we take care of the church?
所以在教会里面，我要求教会的执事同工们。
So that in the church, I would expect that our co-workers and deacons.
我盼望我们今年能够好好的注意家庭的关系 和见证。
That we pay attention to the witness and concerns of our families.
弟兄姊妹，因为我看见这个教会的需要，应该从自己的家庭做起。
Because I see the needs of our church really have to start from addressing the needs of the families.
所以我跟教会执事们提出这样的挑战，礼拜一晚上我们尽量不安排教会的活动。
So I pose this challenge to our board of deacons that in Monday evening let us not have any kind of activities.
希望在礼拜一晚上能够好好在家里面特别陪伴我们的孩子。
Monday evening let us spend time with our children.
听说好几年前在台湾有一个运动叫爸爸回家吃晚饭。
I heard that a few years back in Taiwan, there is a movement called Father, Daddy, come home and have supper.
我觉得很有意思。
I thought this is really amusing.
今天在台湾许多的爸爸应酬到一个地步，很少让儿女在家里看到他们。
In Taiwan today, because of their activities, a lot of fathers don't even have time to see their children.
除了礼拜一以外，我盼望还有一个晚上，能够让家里面能够跟你的妻子、跟你的丈夫有一个晚上约会的时间。
Apart from spending some time on Monday evening with the children, I also wish that you will set aside one evening a week so that husband and wife can get together.
弟兄姊妹，我们若不能在我们自己生活的内圈来经历除他以外别无拯救，我们怎么去传福音呢？
If in the inner circle, inner sanctum,of our family life, we cannot experience what the scripture says, apart from him, there is no salvation. How can we preach this to other people?
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
让我们在今年一年的时间里面，不把这八个字只当成口号而已。
So that we don't just consider the eight words before us as a motto.But we really can transform it into our own lives.
我们十分的相信，每一次我们回到主面前，我们就能够再一次经历他在我们身上奇妙的工作。
And I firmly believe that only when we come before Christ that we can experience the mysterious transformation He has in store for us.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我求你向我们每一个人说话。
Lord.Speak to each one of us.
帮助我们顺服你对我们的要求。
Help us to submit to your expectation.
让我们真是经历你那唯一的拯救在我们家在我们教会的身上。
Help us experience the salvation in our families and our church.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer, O Lord.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。